Podcast, welcome. Stav is just walking into the studio.
Where have you been,
Stav? Osh is strumming away on his guitar there.
Do you want me to just do a soundtrack while we do this?
Yes, yeah. Actually, yes, give it a play. Oh, I just got an email from a real estate agent. It's all happening here.
What's happening?
Which one do we want to go to first? Let's go to the song, Osh.
Yes.
No, there's no song. I'm just going to sing our podcast intro.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, yeah.
Matt's got an email. It's from a real estate agent. I hope it says something about him finding a house that he can live with his family. Does it?
No, it says they want more money and the house is not good enough for more money.
Can
so.
You let me do it?
Yes, I would.
Why don't I do it?
Yes.
No, no. Why?
She's good.
No.
She's Why? Very good.
I know she's good, but you know.
Okay.
Why? It's an ego thing. He just can't handle it.
It's actually, it's not. It's not. Or, you know, I already have enough women in my life who I have to discuss finances with.
You don't.
I don't need any more.
You don't. I just deal with the real estate agents and then I tell you.
Yeah.
Keep singing.
Get happy to do it. Get happy to do it.
He doesn't trust me.
I do trust you.
Then do it.
I just
don't
like
trust
to pay
you.
More money. You like to pay more money for the sake of it.
I see what she's doing there. She's trying to neg me into
not at all.
Into doing it.
I saved my friend. I kid you not. I saved my friend $85,000 when she bought her house at
That's
Cameron
a lot of
Hill.
Money, Maddie.
That's good. Yeah. You know how you can save me money? There's another one I'm looking at. Convince your husband to do some free renovations. That would save me a lot of money.
What are you holding in your hand, my help. Maddie? What is that? Some sort of pump?
Yes. I bought it online. This person kept emailing my Hotmail account. And I thought, why not? But if you're gonna keep hitting me up, no, I will. I've already talked to you about this house. It's a flood house, so that's why it's a bit, it's a bit dodgy.
Good album.
I've already gotten lots of advice. I've sent you pictures of houses and stuff. I trust and believe in you.
Mm. Sorry, lost interest already.
Okay.
Hey, big podcast
see, that's
today.
Exactly right.
We're actually selling our beautiful guy that does our social media. He's up for sale, so we sold him to companies today. You're going to hear why in the podcast.
He comes with a free pump.
And very interestingly, we talked to a crime scene cleaner. That was really interesting about cleaning up after something bad's gone down.
Yeah.
And he uses a ShamWow. Works every time.
Every time.
And shower power.
Bit of spray and wipe.
Yeah.
And a squeegee.
Bit of Ajax. No, it was very interesting.
What were we talking?
I like Gump.
Gumption.
Gumption.
Yep. Yeah, that's good
I think
stuff.
Gumption's the best.
What is Gumption?
Gumption.
It's like a paste.
It's old school. It's a paste. You put it on. Yeah. Yeah. Very good for stonework or any benches in the kitchen.
Welcome back to Abby Coleman's Stain Removal Podcast. Today, we're talking about benches.
Never overestimate vinegar. Vinegar, I find.
So underestimated
so
in society.
It is multi-purpose.
No, not now. This is that's at the end.
You know what? No, it's still in the cleaning.
Mm.
Thing.
I love it.
Remember Big Kev was everywhere?
Yes. Yeah.
What his family need to take a look at themselves because he was everywhere selling his Big Kev's products and then he died and they just let that go. There's no more ads. I don't even know if you can buy Big Kev
stuff
anymore.
I think he ended up being the spokesperson for it, so the company still existed, but the family couldn't do anything because he was a spokesperson.
Yeah,
and
but
he died.
What about Little Kev or Little Lucy or someone?
But they're like, I don't know if it's still his company is what I'm saying. So it's like an actor passing away and...
No, he owned it.
Yeah, he had enough of those shirts. He could have made enough. He could have made enough of those shirts for everyone.
We'll get him back as a hologram.
There you go.
He's probably
get him headline Coachella.
He's probably cleaning our dad's houses.
What do you always say, Big Kev? I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Well, they bought one, but they got two for the same price.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was from the Gold Coast.
Yeah, my mate knew him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Went to a few parties at his house. Spotless afterwards.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Did he have heaps of bathrooms?
Don't know. He was a hit with the ladies.
The shiny Australian flag shirt.
Mm. It ran into major financial issues because it floated
shirts.
On the stock market.
That's a shame.
I got a phone call.
Cool, you take that.
All right, we're going to go to the podcast. Who is it?
I don't know. It's a Sydney number.
Answer it. Put on speaker.
Okay. Don't put it
Put on speaker.
Hello, Abby speaking.
Sarah from somewhere. She turned it down.
Health insurance.
She turned it down.
Yes. Is that all right? Because they're really annoying. Maybe in a few hours.
We're really annoying. We are. Apparently we're annoying.
All right. Thanks heaps. Bye, Sarah.
Are you getting health insurance?
No, I'm paying too much and I don't like it.
I didn't think you had health. Oh, no, you don't have
No, I had health insurance. I don't like paying it. It really annoys me. But then when my son, like when I was pregnant and I got really sick, they charged my health fund $30,000 and we wouldn't have had been able to have that treatment if I didn't have a health cover. So
it is important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's important. But God, it's expensive.
So expensive.
Yeah. Is it as expensive, though, as, you know, getting hit for those medical bills? That's how they get
true.
You. That's a, sure, don't have fire insurance. That's fine. You don't need it until your house is on fire.
All righty, let's actually get to the podcast now.
Forgive me for being so inquisitive.
Do you mind?
Do you mind?
Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Here we go, Brisbane. Do not hold back. Anything you want to ask here, you can do it. The first thing that comes to mind, 131060 is the number.
Yeah, we do love this segment because it gets all those questions, I guess, out in the open. And we are joined by someone who's got a very interesting job. His name is Jerry Cook. He's the director of the National Trauma and Crime Scene Cleaning Company. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you?
So we're good. Explain for people who go National Trauma and Crime Scene Cleaning, exactly what do you do?
So we get called in after the event. So if there's been an incident where there's been body fluids or, you know, someone pass away or anything like that, and we get called in and we go and clean it up.
Right. So once a person's, say, passed away for whatever reasons, people...
Business is good by the sounds of things.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on the radio, Jerry.
So, I guess what I'm saying is once the ambulance has come and taken the body away, people still want to live there. They don't want to move house, so they call you and you come clean
That's
it
right.
up.
Yeah.
Wow.
We often get referrals through police often say, look, you've got to ring a crime scene cleaner. They either Google us or get a number from government agencies.
Right.
And then we get called and go and do the job, yeah.
Because I was reading about you in the newspaper recently and it was interesting how you first started it because it was just a normal cleaning like company that you did first.
Yes, that's right.
So what was the first job and how did it start?
First major one was where a gentleman had passed away in a unit upstairs and his body was there for around 6 weeks. And, yeah, it was quite severe. And the body fluids had virtually filled the kitchen floor, gone under the kitchen cupboards, three-quarters filled the dining room floor, and then went down through some cracks in the slab and went out through a light fitting in the ladies' kitchen.
Oh,
downstairs neighbours.
Downstairs neighbour, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, that was quite severe.
So that was,
was about a 9-day job. Yeah, that was pretty
You're going to need more than PinoClean for that one.
Yeah. So that was first job and normally just cleaning.
Major one.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of, we did a lot of trauma. We did a lot of, like busted varicose veins, people vomiting. We did a lot of hotels and pubs. And that's where I started when I was 18. We started cleaning pubs. Mm-hmm. So we've seen a lot of vomit and a lot of blood before. So in small amounts. But yeah, this is that was our first major job.
Jerry, your place must be spotless.
Yeah, sometimes.
Depends
on how busy we are.
I've got to ask. So you're a crime scene cleaner. Your job is to make sure the place is spick and span. If I'm renting a house and I walk in and the place is vacated, is there any way that I can tell someone like you has been there? How can I tell that something nefarious might have gone down?
Well, obviously, if it's very, very clean, if it's sparkling. Yeah. Come on.
This is too clean. I'm getting out of here.
Especially a rental.
Yeah.
Well, 131060, if you have a question for Jerry, nothing's off limits. You can call 131060 for someone who is a crime scene cleaner. We've got Kyle in Jimboomba. Floor's yours.
Hey. It's a bit of a two-part question, but do you mind if I ask, what's the worst thing you've seen and the worst thing you've smelt?
Obviously, probably a dead body.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they vary in smells. Out of 10, we rate them. And we say some you can get to 11 and 12.
Wow.
On a Jerry scale.
Wow. On a Jerry scale, yeah. Look, they differ, the situation, how long they've been there for and what's going on.
Medical-wise as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Can you smell when someone's been sick? Do you know what I mean? Like an illness?
Yes, I would say yes. I've been in many cases where, you know, people have had cancer and things like that, and you can see a different smell. Yeah,
yeah, right.
A lot of medication and stuff like that. Yeah. It's different. Yeah.
Fiona from Redbank Plains, you are on with Jerry, a crime scene cleaner.
Hi guys, do you mind if I ask? Have it ever been too emotional where you've had to actually walk out?
I'm very lucky. I haven't been in that situation, but I've had a few of my technicians have been, and I've told them, no, that's fine, pull back, I'll be there shortly, and then I take over from there. Yeah, I've had that two times before, yeah.
Because that would be a big part of your job, is be looking after your staff, because it's a very emotional gig.
Mm.
Yes, yeah, no, we've got some of our staff that won't do anything to do with children or anything to do with a touchy subject, which they know they've got kids of their own, that's understandable.
Mm. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, no, I take over from there and go, no, I'll do it.
You were saying as well, you clean up drug dens and things like that as well. Yep. You specialise in that, yeah?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Right, I bet your real estate agents love ringing you.
Oh, yeah.
Got to call Jerry again. We got Carissa in Springfield Lakes. Carissa, you're on with Jerry, go.
Hi, Jerry. Do you mind if I ask, how do you go about recruiting people, and is it good money?
Money's reasonable, yeah. If you wanted to send us a an email with your resume, yeah, it'd be great. We get quite a few a day, but yeah, you just never know if you've got that right personality and the right skills. And
a strong stomach. You do need to have a strong stomach.
Very strong.
That's Pat, Jerry's offsider, by the way, is joining in.
Yeah, she's our operations manager.
Is it true, Jerry, that you have to do kind of background checks to make sure people are getting into it for the right reasons?
Oh, yeah. You know, we do. Yeah.
Of course.
Because people just must be obsessed with trying to get in.
Yeah, we had one staff member years ago. She must have emailed me. I'm not kidding you. I think I counted 16 times. Yeah. And eventually we got her in for an interview, and she was perfect. Yeah, she was lovely. Mm-hmm. And, she worked for us for about 7 or 8 years.
Danielle's on. What do you want to ask?
Hi, do you mind if I ask, have you ever vomited from a job or had to, leave because it was so disgusting or gruesome?
I myself, no, I haven't vomited as such. I've had numerous of my staff members do it.
Which sucks, because it's
had
just
a
more
couple
to clean up.
In there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, they clean it up themselves. I've had a couple of staff, vomit in their mask, and that's not pleasant.
Wow.
Jerry, you sound like a guy that would just go and clean and then just take off your gloves and sit and have a sandwich.
HJs, come on. Or Macca's.
How long have you known Jerry for?
Have you seen my photo?
No, I just think your acceptance of it all is it's very different than what I could imagine I would be.
Well, do you know what? I wouldn't do your job for quids.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
I couldn't imagine doing anything else, but I'm sure the same with you. Tony's on the sunny coast. You're on with Jerry.
Good morning. Do you mind if I ask if it's provided for your staff in particular, after seeing some pretty horrific trauma sites?
Okay, counselling.
We do a debrief. We talk about it at the office. If they're not in the same state, because we obviously have a lot of staff around Australia, we have a talk with them, any concerns.
We have a counsellor.
Yeah.
A counsellor backup for them. So 100%. Yeah. 100%. We make sure that our staff cope with the situations that we are put in.
Alrighty. We're doing Do You Mind If I Ask? Jerry and Pat from the National Trauma and Crime Scene Cleaning are on. Amanda, what's your question for them?
Oh, hey, Jerry. Do you mind if I ask, have you ever found anything the police may have missed?
Oh, yeah. It's happened a few times, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. We have a close affiliation with the police, and we call them straight away and say, boys, I need to come pick these weapons up or ammunition. Oh. And, we found one in Sydney about 4 or 5 years ago. I found, and I'm talking large amount of drugs. Mm-hmm. And, ring the police straight away. Wow. And they're there within minutes and come and pick it up and sign for it. And, they're good.
Right.
I mean, some of the places that we go to, are, obviously you can appreciate, can be a bit of a state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, they're not there, they're not getting paid to sieve through all the personal belongings and rip the house apart to find everything. And they do their bit, especially when there's been a body pass away. As you can imagine, it's not pleasant.
So, Jerry, I've got one final question for you. You're a crime scene cleaner. You deal with trauma cleanups. You deal with the most horrific stains anyone's ever seen. What's your go-to never fail stain removal product?
Trade secret.
Oh, come on.
I would have to
clean it up. He's packing the sham. Wow.
I don't think so. No way.
Hey, Jerry and Pat, thanks for coming in and being so open and honest. Really appreciate you coming on this morning.
That's
thanks
okay.
for your time. Thank you.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
There has been an issue with your smell. for many years, right?
Yes.
Showering will fix that, mate. We've taken you to HR. I've bought you Rexona. I've done it all. What else are we going to do?
Well, you're ruining my backup career as a cab driver.
we take it seriously, but Manny and I sometimes get a little bit confused because, Osh, you're in Sydney, but here in the studio, it's very selective. He can smell some things, but not everything.
Yeah.
And I think it's only when it suits you.
Yeah, because that's something you would want to do in normal conversation. Pretend you can't smell because it's cool.
Well, no, I think sometimes you might forget, but I've read this study and this is really important.
That is 100% what he would do. What?
Forget that I can smell?
No. Pretend. Oh, it'd be cool to be the non-smell guy. I want to stand out.
Because you know what he says? Beige. He goes, it's me and who had the same issue as you?
Michael Hutchins.
Yes, yes. Always when you throw in a celebrity that's got the same issue as you. No, I am taking it really seriously.
No, you're not.
I am. I am now because I've got a blindfold for you because there has been a serious study that has been done over many, many, many years by scientists, people that know what they're doing, saying that there is a link between your smell and dementia and you really should sort it out.
Well, Amy, I'm not sure I agree with that, but let's see what Bill thinks about it. Bill, what do you think?
I think you'll be fine.
Who was that?
No, I'm serious. They say loss of sense of smell is a strong signal that something else is wrong, and there is a simple smell test that could provide a quick and inexpensive way to identify those risks. Are you ready?
What are we talking about again?
There's five smells that you need to be able to smell. Put your blindfold on. We're going to bring them in. And if you can't identify them...
Okay, putting my blindfold dementia. On now.
Has a doctor ever diagnosed you?
No, like, he diagnosed himself. I'll answer that one for you.
Putting my blindfold on.
Have you been to the doctor about it?
Abby, you look amazing.
Have you been to the doctor about it?
No.
Why?
Because it's not that important.
But that's what they're saying. It is important.
Mm.
It is important.
Might have something to do with your teeth.
Nothing to do with your teeth.
Legit.
So these are five different smells. Thing. This is your first one, and you have to see if you can pick what that smell is.
You're really behind the eight ball today, Maddie. Stav, I'm with you. I mean, if you don't have a sense of smell, you were born that way, right?
Yes, I was born that way.
Yeah, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Vote yes.
Can you smell that?
No. Is there something there?
Yes.
No. Nothing. I can feel it burning.
Can feel it burning?
You can feel
the
heat.
I can feel the... No, nothing.
Okay. That's one. That was roses.
Roses?
You can't smell roses.
No.
Okay.
Then you're never coming on my show.
This next one.
Am I smelling now?
Could you not smell that? I think we might just stop this and just get a doctor straight away.
Nothing. I'd say orange because it hit my nose. Was that an
orange?
Yes,
I'll give you that one because we might have to, otherwise we'll have to stop the show and you have to go straight to hospital.
Really?
This is really serious. They did a study and people that couldn't smell it within 5 years got dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Five years.
He was born this way.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was born this way.
Still, this one. Still in the room. Smelling? Can you say smell now, please?
Smell now.
Do you know, if I could hear that sound coming from a toilet cubicle, I'd probably call security right now.
Honestly, and I'm not lying, nothing. What is it? What was that?
Give me a look.
Sardines.
Sardines?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's pretty pongy, bro.
No.
Wow.
I think you failed the test already.
Give that back to him.
Put that back in front of his nose and let him woof again.
Now that I know what it is, you have to tell me when it's there.
Okay, it's there.
Nothing.
Wow.
Okay, you're going to have to go to a doctor. I don't think we need to do anymore.
I think I believe him because that's very, very strong.
I can't smell a thing.
Well, if you can't identify, apparently if you can't identify two out of the five and you've already failed three.
Okay, what else we got?
I don't know where I was going with that. I thought you'd be able to smell some of them.
We still got two more.
I would suggest that if this proves that he has dementia, you'd probably be worried. But
I am worried. I think you've got to go to a doctor. Apparently smell's really important.
Okay, so Abby, apparently you've got a test for me about dementia.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
It's Adam here.
Whoa!
This man has been a part of settling, I'm sure, very many drunken arguments before.
Yes.
You know, you go on Google and see what he's done. He's coming for a Brain Candy Live, braincandylive.com. We are talking about one of the guys from one of the greatest TV shows of all time, Mythbusters. His name is Adam Savage. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm going to be one of those people that bring up something just so I know you've done so many different tests, but just if you could confirm this one for me, because this one does start fights here in the studio.
Which
one? It's been going on for 7 years, okay, Adam?
Okay.
It's true, right, that if you just eat celery, you're not doing negative calories, because Stav over here says you eat it and it's negative calories. That is not true, is it? It's still some calories. You don't burn more calories than eating it.
I will tell you that I don't believe that's true, that celery has negative calories, but it was on my list for the entire run of Mythbusters. It just turns out it is very, very hard to test. And in order to really properly test it, I would have had to eat only celery for at least 3 solid days while not leaving a sealed room. Right. And I must tell you, I was not willing to do that.
Okay.
Fair enough. So, buddy, we were all just, everyone loved Mythbusters, and the stuff that you got to do was like every kid's dream, every boy's dream. Tell us about the Brain Candy Live show. Is it going to be very similar to Mythbusters?
Well, Brain Candy is a celebration of science and scientific understanding in the same way that Mythbusters was, but it's a very different animal. We called it Brain Candy because it's named after the pleasure that Michael Stevens, my co-host from Vsauce, and I feel when we learn something new. And we sought to build a show that's like a science class, except your science teacher had a Las Vegas budget to make things really clear to you.
What do you think over the years has been the most fun one that you've done? I mean, you've exploded so many things. You've blown up so much stuff. You've been buried alive. You've been dangled off buildings. What was the one that you really enjoyed, and you enjoyed the outcome of the most because you were surprised at the reveal?
Well, most of the things you just described are semi-passive experiences where things are happening to me. I really preferred the stories in which I was driving cars tactically in high heels or backwards or upside down. Those kind of stories where we were operating the machinery was my favorite thing to do. And as for being excited about something being busted or proved, I never cared what the results of the experiments were. I didn't have a horse in that race.
Well, the question I need answered, right? I feel like I've got one of the greatest minds in history on the phone here. Adam, why does the Wi-Fi work better in my car when I'm sitting out the front of my house than it does when I'm sitting right beside the router in my kitchen?
Oh, my gosh. I have the same problem. I have no idea. It is possibly that the cage of your car provides a place for the radio waves to bounce around inside of, sort of like a microwave oven, and helps to focus them on your phone. But that is merely an educated guess.
That was one of the ones that I picked up from you guys as well. That really, I love the bars at the top of your phone where you've got reception or you don't.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
There's no such thing as less reception. You either have reception or you don't.
Is that true?
I hope so.
I haven't the slightest idea if that's true or not.
Do you get that a lot? You rock up to a barbecue and you've got to spend the first 48 minutes of people just hitting you with questions?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of my great pleasures in life is saying, I have no idea.
And people are like, what if Adam has no idea? There's no way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, mate, this is going to be good. I'm going to come and check this out. Brain Candy Live. Get all the details, braincandylive.com. Really appreciate you chatting to us this morning, mate.
I'm so excited that we're coming down to Oz. I love Australians. I love Australia. I love all your cities there. I can't wait to get down there.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Tomorrow we're playing Alpha Bucks Kids. If you want to have a crack at $10,000, 7 and 8 a.m., you need these letters.
You certainly do. And the letters for tomorrow, which will give you the helping hand that you need to get the $10,000, stalling was what I was doing there,
is TBC.
TBC and 9 a.m.
No.
So that, I think, is we're doing it 3 times a day.
I've got them here.
Oh, dear, you're good.
Yeah, what are they?
B
and
R. B and R.
What's a pirate's favourite letter?
Ah, you'd think that, but it's actually the sea.
Mm-hmm. Hey, very nice. Alrighty, Alpha Bucks. We'll play it tomorrow. B and R.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Rodio, I have something that I want to bring up here because I'm annoyed.
I'm annoyed as well.
I'm upset. I feel like we have been used.
I feel dirty.
And abused. And
I feel cheap.
We've lost money on this. Commercially, we should have been up a few thousand dollars. But because of this person, we've been ripped off. Scotty McDonald. He is our web guy. You'll see him on our Instagram all the time doing videos. Come in here.
Come in. Come in.
Come in, Scotty.
Come and sit up at the mic. You'll hear him on the weekends.
Sit down.
Back announcing for those two girls. He does workday shifts. Grab those headphones, buddy.
You're an all-rounder, aren't you?
Great to see you guys as well.
Hey, Scotty.
Now,
hey,
Osh. Why do you think you're in here this morning?
I know exactly why I'm in here.
This has been an issue for a while, hasn't it?
I wouldn't call it an issue. I would say that you and your families are being kept fed by my genius.
I'm not seeing any of it.
Well... Scotty.
Yeah.
As you know, social media, because you look after our social media, it is now a way to sell a brand, make money, and we will be honest and say that people come to us and ask us to promote their products, and they will give us actual money for it, right? Mm. You have been selling us, I hear.
I mean, you know, the way I look at it is you've got social media influencers.
Yes.
And I'm like a secondhand influencer to you guys.
Are you using us to be able to get stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Without us knowing. Without us knowing.
So you guys are like the influencers.
Yes.
But I'm copping the benefits. So I'm like a secondhand influencer.
Tell everyone listening exactly what you do. You call up companies...
Well, I don't. I email.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, then.
So it's fun. Well, listen to this. You call them up and you say, hey, those donuts look tasty.
They start. You know, the relationship starts with them.
Okay, I'll just tell everyone. You're not going to do it. You go to them and you say, hey, send us a 6-pack of donuts and I'll get Stav, Abby, Matt, and Osha to do a photo or a video saying how much they love it. So we are personally endorsing that product.
Beautiful.
You get six donuts.
Beautiful. The best ones is when they deliver after you guys have gone.
Yeah.
Which is most of the time.
Yes.
Do you know that every time that you get a delivery, Maddie over there has been recording? And this is of all the free stuff that you have got.
Oh, no, hon. This is probably a third.
The tip of the iceberg.
And this is probably just within 1 month?
Yep.
I love free stuff. No, we just got pizza delivered to us. So, all right, let's go. Well, we got a cake, which is really, really good. So Zambros have called and they've said that they want you guys to have brunch on them this morning.
They've got bacon ice cream for International Bacon Day tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, Pineapple Express have just rocked up with Friday breakfast. Yay!
Guys, this is what a hero looks like in 2017. Pizza man.
Oh, yum.
Oh, real life, it's actually good.
It looks so good.
While I've got the mic on, I love Deliveroo. Like, they are a really
good...
Stop it.
Have I talked about Chester Street Bakery?
Stop it.
Do you notice that you did that during the 27-hour broadcast? We weren't eating, so you just said that they would like it, and you sat out there and ate it in front of us.
Yeah, that really annoyed you, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I spoke...
It was good, though. It was from Messina.
Okay, you know
it's
what?
It's an ice cream store in West End.
What were sales guys say about this, Maddie? Yeah. Like, are they upset?
Please
are we missing
don't
out
tell
on cash?
Don't
funny because I spoke with them, right? I spoke with our sales team and I asked them to look over everything that you've done and get me a quote together on how much company money you've wasted.
This is going to be terrifying.
With free plugs. $26,450. That's how much you have given away.
I'm going to start using that in my initial contact with them. 26 grand.
That'll get them an Alpha Bucks at the moment.
You know what we have to do? We have to recoup that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, we do, yes, my friend.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And this is where everyone listening comes on board. Because I know out there is a lot of businesses, maybe small businesses, big businesses. Mm. They need the plug.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to sell you.
Okay, that's. I mean, come on, Abby. 2017, you can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
That's
you thought it was just donuts.
Yeah. I'm sure that works when everyone people smuggles. Oh, it's $27. $13, $10, $16. If you are a business listening right now and you want to buy Scott, whether you want to tattoo him, mm-hmm. whether you want him to wear your uniform.
I would love McDonald's to come on board, and if they want him to wear, like, the little crew outfit,
yeah.
I reckon
yeah.
that'd be cute, and you could just wear that for a week.
Because you know, it's already
and
in the
And then
we
name. Could get free Maccas for a week, Scotty or maybe there's, McDonald's. Like, a plumbing business.
We could stand on the side of the road. Stand on the side of the road down. Holding a sign, maybe?
I, to be honest, personally, I want Naughty But Nice to come on board.
Oh, good one. There's a, and they're, I think, free. They're like franchise, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Franchises.
Whatever yeah. you guys are prepared to offer for me, I'm prepared to offer more if I get something out of it. Like, I'm prepared to do this on my own
sweetie,
without these guys.
It's not
about
you this time.
But I've got the mic right now, so I'm
yeah,
gonna...
not for wow. long. Bronte in Griffin, what is your business that you want Scotty to be a part of?
Hello. I work for a smoko truck company called Free With Attitude.
Yeah.
And I want Scotty to come out with me for an hour and yell out hot pies, cold drinks to all the businesses.
Oh, Bronte, that's great. He'll do it for 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe all day.
Oh, well, he does have a lot of businesses calling up, but
yes, we'll see how we go. Scotty is our online guy. You'll see him doing his Instagram videos on the Hit 105 Instagram.
How do you feel about that one? You happy?
I'm happy to do some taste testing for Bronte.
Give us a test. How are you going to call the guys from the worksite? Hot pies, cold beers. Go for it.
Well, I'll probably have food in my mouth. Hot pies, cold beers.
That's good.
That's it.
You're not eating during this. Sarah in Bridgman Downs, what's your business you want Scotty to be a part of?
Oh, good morning. I actually own an organic skincare company and I've just started a male range. So I would like him to demonstrate how to put on an organic clay mask.
Ooh. Perfect.
And to wear my male lip balm range.
Yes.
Oh, you need that. Yeah, male lip balm. That's good,
you
Sarah.
Could do before and afters too, Sarah, to see how much it's improved his skin.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. We are on Instagram, but I'm trying to get the male business side of things increased. So if he's prepared to put on a clay mask and don that pretty face, then
well,
I'm
he is now.
As an ambassador.
Why stop at the face, Sarah?
Oh, well, we do have hair wax. Now, I don't know what his hair looks like, but if he has
he's a good
hair wax, we could shush him up completely if he's prepared to do it.
Yes, right. He's on board. Thank you.
He right. will wear your clay mask for an entire work day.
Mm-hmm.
Entire work day.
Do you reckon Sarah will be able to deal with the demand? Like having a model that looks like me, they're going to get a lot.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, they wonder where can they return their product to?
Dave in Greenbank, we're pimping out Scotty. What do you got for him?
Mate, we have a zebra as our mascot for a home builder. so we've actually got the full costume and yes. I thought it'd look really good for him jumping up and down in front of our store on the side of the M1 motorway.
Yes. We'll wait till Monday for that one because it's going to be 30 degrees.
Yes. this is something he was born to do, Dave. He's so excited to do that one.
You like zebras? Great. You like zebras?
Yeah. Yeah. Over the moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best one.
Hot in
those
zebras.
That's the best one? So he's good. Really stoked about that one, Dave.
$26,000, Scotty. Just think of that.
Can you build me a free house for this plug, by any chance, Dave?
We could probably do you a deal.
Yeah. All right. This is looking good.
Already paying off. Kim and Rock Lee. He's all over the place. He's selling himself out here and there. What do you got for Scotty?
Kim, yeah?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Sorry. I have a hair and makeup business, and I would love to show Scotty that I can make his eyes pop.
Oh, that's good.
You're going to stop traffic more than when you were wearing the zebra outfit.
We will totally take this one aboard, and we'll make sure it's a day as well that we're all going out for lunch so that he's looking his best, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Is it winged eyeliner? Is that the big thing at the moment?
Oh, yeah. And lightning bolts.
We do winged eyeliner. We can go back 50 style.
Oh. Yes, Kim, you're talking about the blue eyeshadow really making him pop?
I mean, I have fantastic blue eyes, which, you know, you guys have commented on before. Yep, uh-huh. So yeah, I don't know if I necessarily need it.
All righty. Now, John, he's going to be dressed as a cross-dressing zebra with a mud mask on. What would you like him to do for your business, John?
Hi, guys. Okay, I am an owner of a driving school. I reckon he should come on board as a driving instructor for a day.
That sounds dangerous.
Yep, I mean, Kane, let's do it.
Do you have your license?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Automatic or manual?
I teach automatic and manual, so we'll probably start off with the automatic, see how it goes.
You've got
and
your...
all things work well. So.
You've got automatic, haven't you?
All I'm saying is, you don't use a washboard. You know, you use
You're such a child.
A
you can't drive a stick shift?
Yeah, so, but why would you? Too much work.
What?
Oh, God.
Alrighty, well, every single person who we just took then, you are going to do a day's work for them. Scott?
Who's going to do your videos?
Oh, we'll find someone. There's a monkey floating around here somewhere.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's Abbott gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Hey, with 42% of marriages ending in divorce, a psychologist has come out, he's written a book about it, but he's saying that we need to change our expectations of marriage and not have an idealistic view on it, but more realistic, and especially in our partner that we choose as well. It's not completely lowering your standards, but it's just settling for someone that's more compatible rather than ideal.
Yeah, dream.
Yeah. Like dream, yeah.
You're not going to get a prince, but you might get a frog.
Maybe you're ignoring all those people in front of you that are really good for you and lusting over someone that's not going to be compatible.
Ugly and nice is better than hot and crazy.
That's probably what he wanted to say in the book. Yeah.
That's the title. So we're asking, have you settled, Rory and Morayfield? Did you settle?
Yes, I did. My partner had nothing going for him when I first met him. Mm-hmm. He didn't have work, he didn't have a license, he's still living at home with his family, and he's also a lot younger than me.
Yeah.
And how's it working out now?
Great. He almost has his license, he's working on that, and he has a job.
That's good.
And we're very happy together. We actually work very well together in our relationship.
Oh, that's great.
See, there you go. That's
nice. Maddie, I'm over here now.
Lovely.
It's funny to hear the way you've said that, you know, like he had nothing going
for
him.
Well, it's the honesty, I guess.
Yeah.
It is a bit honest, but now everything is going fantastic and we have a lot of goals that we're working towards.
Oh, nice. Yes. So we've got Michael in Middle Park. Would you say that you've happily settled?
No, I haven't happily settled. I did settle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I lowered my expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's gone the opposite way rather than lowering expectations and then just moving on with life. Marriage isn't that good.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Michael. Yeah. I'll let the person that wrote this book know.
Can I ask you, Michael, things you settled on? Like, what do you feel you settled?
Well, I settled late in my 20s, and I was always of the belief that I could find someone better.
Mm.
And then I just basically thought, well, this person's fine. I'll settle down and move on to the next stage, have kids. Managed to get the house and all that sort of stuff, but
didn't work out.
So maybe it's not the love there. Maybe it's not the mutual respect that's become. Yeah.
Rebecca in Coolum Beach, you settled?
Yeah, I sure have.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, it certainly has.
Good.
He's I'm 30, and he's 5 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've known him for a long time, and when we first started dating, he obviously no license. No money. I was the breadwinner in the relationship, like, you know, full-time work, house deposit. We're reaching for the same goals. We're both at completely different stages in our lives, but he loves me for me and appreciates everything I do and looks up to me, and I never thought I would,
have that.
Find someone that looks up to me, I'd always thought it would be the opposite.
Interesting.
I guess that's how it must work then, you know? Like when you're the one looking after the other person, maybe it gives you a sense of belonging. Charlene.
Hey.
Hey, Charlene.
So I was with my last partner for about 9 years, straight from like year 12, basically. We had two kids together.
Wow.
And it just didn't end up working out. I just realized like we were really different people, had different views on life and things like that. So then I found somebody new, and I was really hesitant at the start. We were very different, I suppose, in they had never had kids before, never been in like a super long, serious relationship before. And now we've been together a year and it's been absolutely amazing. We've done some really cool stuff together. So no looking back.
Right. So you feel you settled there. Were they, like, what was it you settled, that they weren't as attractive or something? Or was there anything specific?
I don't know if I settled. It was just completely, like, personality split. Like, completely different people.
Okay. Right. Well, there you go. So if you're listening and wondering, why am I single?
Settle. Lower those expectations.
In a good way.
In a great way.
Yes.
Yeah, because otherwise you're just going to settle out of court. So you may as well settle through with your expectations.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
Can you make your hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
131060, anything you want to chat about, we're doing it now.
From Chermside West, we've got Steph. First calls, the floor is yours.
Hey, I just wanted to say last night, Hey Ya Comedy celebrated its second anniversary. It's this little comedy, this like little boutique comedy club that is in the Valley at Hey Ya Bar. It's run by the beautiful Kate Rudge. It does open mic comedy. It's fantastic, and I just think it deserves a little plug for its second anniversary.
Oh, the wonderful Kate Rudge. Isn't she a gem?
Oh, she really is. She's just lovely.
Do you do stand-up there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to put something out there, Steph. Mm-hmm. I want to see you do stand-up comedy.
Okay.
Do it.
Right now?
I don't care when you do it. I've been telling you for ages you need to go back and do it again.
He needs a venue, Matty. You've got to get him in a venue. We'll
How about
go
Hey Ya Bar?
I can get a venue. That's fine.
Why don't you want to go back to it? You just got no desire?
No, I just don't have the time. And normally, because I know, Steph, you probably know my lovely wife, Kat.
Yeah, she's at Hey Ya quite often.
Yeah,
actually.
Quite a lot. When we didn't have Rory, we could both do it because we're out normally Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But now she does it, and I stay home and look after.
Yeah, but
Rory.
What about the days when she's home? You could do it.
Yeah, well, you know, technicality.
Hey, Aaron, you're in Jimboomba, 131060. What do you want to chat about?
Hey guys, I read up the other day. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but do you guys know why Lifesaver lollies have holes in them?
No,
I have read this on the internet.
I thought they just
remember.
Were supposed to look like little lifesavers. Like the Lifesaver thing that you throw
I don't
out.
Know. I do love sticking my tongue in that hole.
The guy that made them, apparently his son choked on a lolly and passed away.
Oh.
He's designed the lolly so if a child does choke on a Lifesaver, there's still that hole for them to breathe.
Genius. Wow.
Tragic and tasty.
And that's why they're called Lifesavers.
Lifesavers.
That's insane.
I wonder if that is true. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, well done, Aaron. You've blown our collective little minds. Yeah.
Where's Adam Savage when you need him?
Yeah. Yes. Mind you, he just said before he doesn't know much unless you research it.
There you go.
Good on you, Aaron. Appreciate that. 131060, Jill from North Lakes. What are you chatting about?
So it's my daughter's birthday today, and bought a $50 box of helium balloons. So the idea is that you get a helium canister and you get 30 helium balloons. You blow them up, and I put them all on her roof. So when she woke up this morning, her roof was filled with helium balloons.
Wow.
But 10 of them didn't deflate. They're sitting on the ground. I'm wondering if you'd go back for a refund.
Oh, they didn't float.
Yeah, because I find
it... They didn't float.
Yeah, I find it disappointing when the helium balloons...
How
I always find
happen?
It disappointing when they start falling.
Well, they leak. They leak slowly, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, I did them at 11 o'clock last night, so that when she woke up this morning, they would have maximum height.
Mm. Yeah.
But, about 10 of them had no height.
Yeah, I would go back. Yeah, full go back. Refund, though. Don't let them give you just, like, a percentage. Say you want every dollar back.
Jill, you go, it was her special day and she's been in tears all morning. And then leave it up to them, whatever they want to do after that.
Hey, now we've got Mel on. This is one that I dug up off Facebook last night because we were chatting about if you can date your family members.
Yes, because all your family members want to date each other, and you just want to make sure it's okay.
My cousin wanted to date my lesbian sister's ex-girlfriend.
Yes,
Mel, tell the guys the story that you left on Facebook for us.
Hi, guys. Well, about 15 years ago, my granddad and my uncle, so his son, ex-wife got together.
Oh.
And what was the age difference?
He's roughly now heading into his 80s and she's late 40s.
So they're still together?
Yeah, they've been together for 15 years.
Does the son still talk to him?
No, he lives overseas. Mm. But it did find it a bit awkward for my cousin because his mum's now dating his granddad.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, granddad, I love you.
Oh, wow.
Hang on, so they had a kid together?
No. My uncle and my auntie had a kid together.
Mm. Yeah.
But then, so obviously when they moved in together, my auntie and my cousin were living with my granddad.
What part of the Queensland is this in? My phone system!
The phones are broken again. I'm not sure if you guys heard yesterday, but the phones broke yesterday and I think they're broken again. Hey, Mel, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, there we go. That's good. So I love this story.
Mm.
I just love it. So does he call him dad or granddad?
No. Yeah, they keep up with granddad. I mean, he's nearly 20 years old now, so.
Yeah, right.
But I think it would be a bit weird explaining to your friends, like, hey, this is my mum and this is my granddad, but they're dating. And
Yeah.
Right. Especially going, well, how did they meet? Well, here's a funny story.
Sit down. Have some popcorn.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105.
Now, there's a continuing saga at my house about my cat, Shadosh, that hates me.
This is the one that when your wife goes away, Shadosh goes away too. And when your wife comes back, Shadosh comes back.
Yep. Yes, the one that he also locked into a cupboard for over 24 hours, 48 hours. So weekend. I think I know where the hatred comes from.
You make that sound like I did it on
purpose.
It was
an accident, but it did get scared and weed everywhere.
Yeah. But I apologised profusely.
I don't think cats take the same apology that we do.
Well, she obviously doesn't because she's gone next level. I got a text yesterday. We've got some friends that live about 5-6 houses down the street from us. The Pilots.
Yes.
You know the Pilots?
Attractive people. I've met them. They're very attractive.
They spoke very highly of you two. Didn't say you were attractive, but...
I just gathered because I knew... Nah.
Okay. And... We got a text. Now, she does wander the neighbourhood, and that's fine. Cats do wander the neighbourhood. But we got a text from one of the pilots, and obviously being a pilot, they're on very strict schedules, do you know?
Are you sure? Because every time I catch a flight, it seems to be delayed. So I'm not sure that they are. I don't believe that.
What you mean? They try to give the impression that they're on...
That is not their fault.
They are not under the pump by any means.
It's not their fault. And she had to go to work and she had to take a trip somewhere. And so she hops in a car and she drives to work and she gets to the car park at work and she goes to get out of her car and Shadosh pops up.
In the car.
In the back seat of the car.
How did she get in?
She must have snuck in, I guess, when she opened the door to get in, I guess.
Well, they had a window open.
Maybe.
Wow. Did the cat have a gun and was trying to steal her car? Or why was it hiding in there?
She got catjacked.
How's that, though? The cat wants to get so far away from you that they are willing to go over to places where you don't know they're quarantined. You don't know if they're going international. They're probably not going to accept it. But Shadosh has gone, I'll take that on board. I don't care.
Cat didn't want a car ride. Cat wanted to get in the plane.
Mm.
Did it pack headphones?
I'm not saying that's true, but she did have carry-on luggage.
Little
cat neck pillow. Yeah.
Does that mean you had to go and pick her up?
No, she had to get her mum to
Why didn't they call you?
I don't know. Well, we were busy.
You've got no time for your cat.
I wouldn't go get her. I would say take her with you to wherever you're going and drop her off because she hates me. No, she got her mum to come to the airport to get Shadosh to bring her back to our house.
Is it time to get rid of the cat?
I think the cat, well, the cat obviously wants to go.
I think you should do a vote at your house. It's either cat or you. You know what I mean?
Well, Stab doesn't like that because Stab will lose.
Hang on a second. How did that become a survivor Stab?
It just feels like you guys can't live with each other.
Mm.
Cats are jerks though, dude. I don't take it personally. I've never met a pleasant cat.
Really? Oh, ragdoll cats. They like cuddles.
Mm. They're always, they just.
Fat cat.
The way they look at you. You just.
Garfield.
Fat cat went to bed way too early.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't feel bad. I'd just get rid of the cat.
Just get rid of the cat?
Give the cat to someone else. You show it who's boss, mate.
How old's the cat?
The cat is 3.
Oh, you got 10 years to wait, man. This is going to be a long one.
10 years before it dies?
Yeah.
At this rate, it's going to crash its car.
Yeah.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osher.
Hit 105. Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
Been a great show today, guys. I always like to say this, you know, every show. I like to say thanks for, you know, you've got to have appreciation. Living a life of gratitude is the best way forward, I find. But really, there are some things that I just can't abide by. And that's why I have to clear my throat and say to some things this, and particularly to you, spiderwebs. Your intricate and elegant construction is truly an awe-inspiring wonder of nature. Your structural integrity to strength ratio is something that the best human engineers are still struggling to replicate. True. Yet, when I'm walking the dog late at night and I walk face first into you, it's disgusting and freaks me out against my skin.
And the spider dance is never good.
And I'm terrified because then I think somewhere some spider thinks it's bagged the biggest moth ever and won't need to eat for a year once it's done with me. So thanks, but no thanks.
Hey, taxi vans. I'll admit I give a little disappointed look when I see you pull up instead of a normal sedan.
Yeah.
And you must note that.
The maxi?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I love a maxi.
Yeah, it's in the front.
But when I stand outside and it says automatic doors and I wait for them to open and they don't, and then he calls out, open it, love. So I open it and I said it said automatic, and he goes, that was annoying, so I turned it off. How am I supposed to know which is which? Yeah. I feel like he just did it because I did that.
He'd be like, yeah, it opened automatically. You did it.
Yeah.
So pull first, ask questions later.
No, because he says you're not allowed to pull. That's the annoying thing. He said it was breaking because people were pulling and it was automatic. So he took the automatic off so people didn't pull. Thanks, but no thanks.
Facebook memories. I've had a few issues with you.
Yes, you have.
But you've got to stop it. I don't want to know when I was skinnier. I don't want to know when I had more free time and I was having fun at a music festival. And I sure as hell don't want to know that on this day a few years ago was my brother-in-law's bucks party where someone got beaten up, there was a hole in a hotel, and a whole heap of other stuff happened.
Wow.
I also don't want that to pop up and have someone from that bucks party like that so it then shows up in my wife's feed so that then I can go home today and we can have another argument about something that happened 6 years ago that I thought I wasn't in trouble for anymore.
Good point.
Facebook memories. Thanks, but no thanks.
Hey there, car seats. You've come a long way. From your automatic bum warmers and you press a button with the memory of how exactly you like your seat.
That is fabulous.
It's the best.
It's the best. But still, for some reason, that little bit between you and the console is the exact size of an iPhone. The exact size for an iPhone to get in. But not the exact size for fat fingers to get an iPhone out. So you wedge in there, unable to be released while driving.
Which you wouldn't have your phone anyway.
Well, no, it fell off the holder.
Yeah, yes.
The stickiness came off and that's why it fell down.
Yeah.
That's why it's so dangerous. Right?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Shut up, Coleman. Had it to hear. Thanks. But no, thanks.
It's Steph, Abby and Matt with Osha.
Hit 105.
There we go. That's the podcast done. This is usually where we have extra business and we discuss. We've been doing a lot of extra business at the beginning of the podcast lately. But I think we should do some extra business at the end.
What's your go-to sing-along song since you got the old hammer out there?
My go-to sing-along song is I Just Make One Up.
Oh, okay. That must be easy for everyone to sing along with.
Well, you just make it up and then everyone can sing along with it. Huh. You just use the same chords and everything. It just uses the same chords as every other song that's ever existed. Yeah,
kind of like me. I need a request if I'm asked.
You can't wait to do a request, I bet. Have you ever played a gig?
You play plenty of gigs.
But like, I mean, as in, like, hey, it's Stav Davidson. Here I am doing
not
some...
for like Suburban Songs. Right. He means like a gig.
No,
we should do that.
Yeah, you should
you've
do
got,
a gig.
You've got one good song. You've got a few. Throw a few covers.
You like covers?
I do.
And
I love
covers. Covers are big at pubs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get you in the beer garden somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, come on, River Stage. Don't sell him short.
No, but that's not.
Can
I don't think that.
At a beer garden?
I think you should start at a beer garden because people, you can't do covers at a River Stage.
I'd do a gig in a beer garden.
For you, as someone who owns a beer garden.
What about at the Regatta? They got a good beer garden. Do it on a Sunday session.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can just do it at the Bolo.
Oh,
there anyway.
Friendly crowd, good way to open. I think that,
it's
and that lets you do it too.
The whole place is a beer garden. Are you kidding? Shangri-La.
You know what's Have you been to the Bolo? Is the bowling green in existence?
They're redoing it at the moment.
Are they? Oh, well, I you know what? When I got invited there, because it was the first time I was allowed to grace the golden
Field
green.
Of dreams, yeah.
I got there and I went, oh, this is a bit of a shit hole. But I didn't want to say it.
But that's why the drinks are cheap.
Yeah. But
yeah. And it's and the people at Barton, they feel like they're like boganing down.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like being part of the people.
But I had a lovely time. And I enjoyed the fact that I could possibly shower there in between drinks.
That's important.
There's a shower there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Is there any old people that do bowling?
Yeah, yeah, but not on the weekends. We don't let them there on the weekends. That's our time.
Right. Because okay. the greens need work.
Yeah, but they use them. It's more a play area for your kids, which is great rather than, you know, actual bowling. I've been going there for 6 years. I've never bowled.
And they can't change their name because then they'd have to put their prices up.
That's true.
Because I think you get like a discount, don't you, if it's an RSL.
It's supplemented by the government.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all to do with the alcohol license.
Yeah, so that's why they still keep it as that.
Because you've got to think, that land would be worth a fortune.
And all this time I've hated the government. All the great things they do for people.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love a good RSL club.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Or Leagues, we go to Carina Leagues.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing quite like the feeling of when your number gets called for the countery, is there?
Mm.
It's a really special feeling.
They got the buzzer now.
Mm. So you don't get it, you just...
But no, but the buzzer, the buzzer's still a special feeling.
It's very exciting.
It's a special feeling when the buzzer goes off.
Yeah, and then you get up there and realise it's only your garlic bread that's ready, and you got to wait another 2 hours for your steak. Sorry, I brought the mood down, didn't I?
A little. You
we were
should come to the Leagues Club
then.
With me. They're pretty quick.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Stab Abby and Matt.